Yeah, we back up in here. What up, everybody? Yeah, you already know what time it is. It's Dickhead Radio, TPG, the Petty Gathering. Well, all my niggas and stars, we're going to do some astrological readings tonight. We're going to have some good times. Turn up with everybody. Y'all tune in. We're going to get going. Matter of fact, I'm going to start with something different. I'm going to start something different today. I'm going to play this joint right here, yo. Check this shit out. This is the mood I'm in right here. Ross.
What is it? Maybach music.
Thatpimp.com. World premiere.
I like this Maybach.
Baby, we can get lifted any time.
Cause the drugs, baby.
Cause the drugs give me feeling some kind of way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell, here we go again. We did this last night.
Two shots for baby.
Yes, I've heard it before. Showed up my hustle, which is such an incredible source. Stumbled through the boutiques, always watching my step. Credit cards in my name, she swipe them and sign them myself. Trust is a must, never letting me down. Got her selfies with Beyonce, this is Destiny Child. Won't answer my calls after I gave you my all. Before I shed a tear, I thought I'd just write you a song. Rewrite all my wrongs or recite you a poem. Knowing you're leaving, but the question is, where are you going?
Baby, we can get lifted any time of day.
Cause the drugs, baby.
Cause the drugs get me feeling some kind of way. Oh, hell, here we go again. We did this last night.
Hustle was her answer. Getting where I fit in. Midtown Atlanta. Bags and boots. Baby girl wanted those big things. Parking lot in Magic City. Since she was 16. Don't let him stop you, baby. He can't knock you, baby. When you winning is when they wanna say she not a lady. Hold your bag in the sky. All those bitches respect it. Now run home to your nigga. Make sure that head is perfected. Never seeking acceptance. Reaping my blessings. Fat Mob Vicky, Black Bob Dylan. If the pussy good, it's hard to stay at odds with her. If she want it, you ain't got it. Get on your job, nigga.
Baby, we can get lifted any time of day.
Cause the drugs, baby.
Cause the drugs get me feeling some kind of way. Oh, hell, here we go again. We did this last night.
I like this, maybe.
Your opinion, I don't care. And my niggas, we show up, it ain't fair. Killing these niggas for real. Shades on, but my vision's so clear. And I do this for my niggas that ain't here. Tell me about it, I got two bad bitches on cell phone. I can't wait to get home. She playing games with you, probably cause she with me, nigga. It ain't about the fame, dog. It's about the figures, nigga. Money, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, we can get lifted in. Cause the drugs get me feeling some kind of way. Oh, hell, here we go again. We did this last night.
Oh, we did the same shit last night.
Two shots for Bel-Air, the blue shot, two bad bitches, short smoke on my rooftop, yeah.
Yeah, two shots. That's my man Rick Ross. That Black Money mixtape. I'm all in that. Shout out to everybody on the line listening right now. Shout out to everybody calling in. Shout out to all the people in cyberspace. Get your, press one if you want to get your reading. If you want to sit back, relax. Been seeing some crazy things going on. And I think a lot of the problem just comes from lack of knowledge of self. That's all. People don't know who the hell they are. People been so busy trying to live up to expectations of their parents, of society, of their spouses. People trying to live up to all of these different expectations about what they think they should be doing or what you're supposed to do, but none of that shit got anything to do with who the fuck you really are. Like, what, you know? So what I'm doing today is giving people an opportunity to reap from this wealth information that I have here. I got an incredible library. Y'all know me. And I'm doing birthday readings. You give me a call. You give me your birthday. I'll give you a total rundown on your birthday. Also give you some gems you can use, colors that would be more beneficial to you. Your spiritual guide, like, you know, if you get into any astral work, what's lucky for you, your lucky numbers, the lucky day of the week. I'll give you the whole rundown. You give me a call right now, 646-668-8183. Press 1 and we'll have some fun in the sun. I think we got some people calling in on the line. I'm going to play another song and find out who these people is. But I'm going to do what the hell I want to every time I do it. But I'm still on my Ross. I'm going to do my money dance.
Ghetto nigga so classy, enchanted by women who speak nasty. Tiptoeing the courtroom there for the past week, leaning on my lawyer, pinky looking glassy. Charges dropped, these plaintiffs just wanna tax me. Secret Service wanna see me driving taxis. Hug my attorney and then we do the money dance. Whitey Bulger or a soldier leaving Vietnam. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Well, we keep it 100 to get your money back. Pull a plug, brain dead, dope game, nigga. Knew the roads were faking, so we bought the real with us. Repertoire, hustle, such a tenacity. High roller, better than another masterpiece. More Rock Kim than maybe Master P. Thirsty nigga paid in full, I'm trying to buy the beach. Crossing our approach with a business mind. Slight two-step as I check the time. Rub my hands with my palms itch. 50 in the bank, diamonds looking flawless. It's the sway of a rich nigga. Praying for that day my nigga seeing six figures. Black bottles popping when I'm on the turf. Two private jets, what a nigga's worth.
No girl under 10. No will under 100 grand. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Man, I make this money dance. I crisscross, she suntan. Propellers out the window over island. Where I land, girl, we make that money dance.
Top Forbes, poor formal education. Top floors, comp rooms, no reservations. Gold in my grave, half a ticket in my coupe. Ex-cheerleader flipping out, this nigga true. Money piles, it got me down out on Sunny Ave. Black with me everywhere I go, he'll gun you down. Full clips, magazines, yeah, the Forbes list. If it's off a...
Hey, I think I think this shit is part of our problem, yo. I be listening to Ross, right? I be listening to Ross, and Ross talk that big money shit. Motherfuckers just be wanting to live that big money life before they pockets get there, and niggas start getting on the internet, bugging the fuck out. I know y'all see that shit. I know y'all see it. Let Ross talk to y'all niggas.
Put the money there. Black bottle boys, we got these bitches holding hands. Crushing our approaching with a business mind. Slight two-step as I check the time. Rub my hands with my palms itch. 50 in the bank, diamonds looking flawless. It's the sway of a rich nigga. Praying for that day my nigga seeing six figures. Black bottles popping when I'm on the turf. Two private jets, what a nigga's worth.
No up under 10. No will under 100 grand. Man, I make this money then. I crisscross, she suntan. Propellers out the window over island. Where I land, girl, we make that money then.
As the world turned and the weed twist flew 100 niggas to vent.
Oh shit. Oh, the weed and everybody is just getting it in, and it's crazy as fuck. Cause everybody is medicated or something. What you sipping on, Ansley? What you sipping on?
Not shit.
The greatest. What you sipping on, the greatest? You ran out of Jack.
Yeah.
You sick straight Jack?
Yeah.
Straight Jack. No coke, no nothing.
Sometimes Sprite.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's heavy drinking right there.
I like whiskey.
Damn, whiskey's a strong... That's a man's drink. Ansley?
I'm manly.
Yeah, you kind of got some masculine traits going on with you there.
Mm-hmm.
You are,
I guess I do.
You were actually the first person who I did the birthday reading for, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you agree with anything that the reading said about you?
Most of it, yeah, for sure.
All right. Anything stood out to you as this has to be some bullshit?
From the Judas part that you showed me. Let me see. I can't have to pull it up. But, yeah, definitely a lot of things for me that were, like, spot on. Just my personality overall and my life, I guess. Can't think of which ones, but
what was your,
to resolve things.
Yeah. What was your birthday again? I'm going to go back and look it up.
10/16.
Oh boy, you got them scales.
Yeah.
You got them scales.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that your lucky numbers were 6 and 9?
Yeah, my favorite number is 6. Oh yeah.
Yeah. 6 and 9 is the lucky number. So you already know what time it is.
Oh.
Yo, but what it's saying here? What it's saying here? Fragrances. You into flowery flakes? No.
Or was it jasmine?
No. You said this. The 16th, right?
Yeah.
October 16th. No. Your fragrances. It says you gotta get some soft, not overwhelming, like wildflowers, eclectic mixes of wildflowers. What you doing for the seasons for your house? Like, what seasons, what smells are going on in your house right now?
Right now I have lavender vanilla. It's like my favorite
smell. Perfect. Those are very light, airy. I also suggest things like linen. Very clean, airy, light scents. Mm-hmm. Those are perfect for you. See, this shit be crazy. Like, we already naturally walk on these so-called, I guess they're stencils that we're supposed to follow for our lives that are based on our astrology and all of that shit. And even if you don't read it, it seems like this shit be applicable. Like, most Sagittariuses I know, who I'm a Sagittarius, either they talk entirely too much or they're super duper quiet. There's no medium ground with them.
My first partner was a Sagittarius, and he talks entirely too much, and so does his son.
My six-year-old.
Oh God, yeah, never stops.
Check. Everyone I ever met, so I know that's a plague of mine. But I do have a talk radio show, so I could do that shit. Ansley, I could do that. Greatest,
you go.
Man, you got rid of all of that static in the background, Greatest.
Nope.
See how this shit sound? I gotta put him on mute because this shit sound bad. It's taking away my high definition capabilities. Calling in from 805. 36, and I ain't gonna get the rest of your number up there. You on Dickhead Radio? We're doing birthday readings today. Go. It's your birthday. 805. What's your birthday?
My birthday is April 8th, 1986.
I know who this is. I should have known that number too, and I know
you
that birthday.
Have that. I thought you were doing it for the show, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't even saying that.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, but why y'all bullshitting? I want y'all to give it up and make some noise for my girl, Mandy Dean. Just put on an incredible show at the Wonder Ground at 1904. So let's just clap it up for Mandy Dean, y'all.
Hey, Mandy got the award tonight.
Oh, Mandy definitely turned up in the Titty Tuesday post, too. But That's for the petty. That's for the petty group. I don't know if y'all all petty in here. Not everybody that's calling it is petty. It's
yeah,
got
not everybody's petty. I mean, they're probably
dreading
you right now. But
they haven't embraced their petty yet.
Yeah, embrace it. I'm judgmental. I'm critical. I'm rude. But I'm also, like, you know, really loving and kind and genuine. You know what I'm saying? So you got to take both.
Yeah.
I'm on it. I'm checking you out right here. Your gem is the diamond.
Yeah, it is.
That's powerful in of itself. You know what I'm saying? A diamond starts off as a little piece of a lump, a rock, or some shit that a piece of coal that is basically useless or used to people for burn to keep their houses, and then it transforms. But you guess what has to happen for that diamond to transform, for that coal to transform? You got to have some pressure.
Oh, man. I am under a lot of pressure right now.
Well,
I listen to song Under Pressure all the time because it makes me cry.
Well, guess what? That's going to result in revelation. You're going to get some glowworm out. But that's dope, though. I love the fact that your color, your gem is a diamond. Your flower's an almond tree. And your, wow, almond tree. That's heavy. I'm going to read your insight here. These are always interesting. This is from the book. I think I quoted it there. The Hidden World of Birthdays by Judith Turner. Judith's insight on the Aries. Your numerology, the number is an 8, so you got a lot of discipline shit going on with you. You like to run shit as an 8. You know what I'm saying? I know that a little bit.
That is so true. I really do.
it's hard to run shit with an 8 in the building. So you pretty much got to let them do their thing. Suspicious is the first thing it says here for you. Inquisitive and skeptical by nature. You are extremely reserved and distrustful of people, but you become devoted to those who pass your test. You're patient and kind, ultra considerate in a relationship once you get there. Although you will do anything for your family, there are times when family overwhelms you. You would make a good government official, detective, or investigator. Your tenacity can persevere to the end, you are dedicated and productive at no matter what job you take on, attorney, judge, critic, journalist, supervisor, or machinist, you'll get the job done and do it well. Remarkable ideas and plans for starting new industries or developing businesses on any scale, large or small, start with you. They say money does not make the man or woman, but you are the man or woman that will make the money. Let me hold something, Mandy Dean.
Yo, as soon as I get it, I promise you.
No doubt. Here it is.
You already know. We talk about it. But anyways, go ahead.
You already know. Let me keep on building. It says, your greatest difficulty will be finding others who see eye to eye with you. With your perseverance, personal power, and determination, you are likely to carry anything through to the end. Eventually, you will enjoy the financial fruit of your labor. Like I said, that pressure, that coal, you're going to get that diamond just because of, but that pressure that you're going to is what's going to create it. It ain't going to be no easy stroll for you. You're going to have some pressure. So that's good right there. There it is. Eventually, you will enjoy the financial fruit of your labor. Your life, however, brims with contradictions. You want to make your mark and be confronted with much opposition in carrying out your plans. You can overcome the hurdles easily or not and achieve your goals. When it comes to hobby or work, look for things that enlarge your life. Developing or marketing perfumes or cultivating or selling flowers, plants, or trees will bring you satisfaction.
Can I just tell you something right now? I used to sell bootleg perfume to Mexicans down in Tampa, dog. Like, I'm not interested.
Wow. No. You got to listen. Not everything, plants and trees. Come on, B. Peep it.
Oh, yeah.
Pay attention. You got to.
Oh, man.
It's there. One more thing. If you're unable to work in these or other such fields, your creativity will be expanded through your fondness for music and the decorative arts. Well, what the fuck?
Yo. That's amazing. That always trips me out. All of these, I think that you did a tarot card reading on me, too, freaking years ago now at this point. And,
Yeah, you were like one of my first full spread readings. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You told me that everything was perfect and go ahead for money and where I want to be in life and the other, whatever. But the only thing that hung was my legs were in the wrong position or whatever. But I think I'm standing upright now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm getting there.
That was going on with
my favorite
show.
I'm not
going to
miss this. Yeah, but that's pretty crazy, though. All the, definitely not selling perfume ever again in my life, but, plants and trees and, arts and shit like that. Like, I roll with that.
Definitely. Your lucky day of the week is Tuesday. That's today. Best day. These be the best days for you. Your best months are June and July. Okay, and I could get all of this to you. I could screenshot, send it to you, no problem. Your lucky numbers are 1, 8, and 9. And if you want a lucky charm, you keep a red ribbon in your wallet or your purse or in your doorway. And your partner.
Oh, a red what?
Ribbon. Like a ribbon. Ribbon.
Okay.
Not a rib, Mandy Dean, but a ribbon.
But I got a lot of ribs.
I love you, Mandy Dean.
Oh, I love you too. I love you very much.
Your partners for relationships, for harmonious relationships, will be ding, Sagittarius and a Leo. So you got to stick with the fire. You already a fire sign. Not to pretty much anything but fire is going to slow your fire down, or you're going to burn their ass up. So you got to stick with the fire sign. Water is going to fuck you up bad as a fire sign. If you want to get quenched, that's cool. But I think you got shit to do. I think you got a burning desire. Yeah, man, you toot up a lot of time. I love it. Y'all press 1. I see a bunch of y'all on the line. Press 1 if you want your readings. I saw you call in a bunch of times, drop in and out. press one and I get to your readings. I do a full in depth. I got enough of y'all to do all of these readings here. So when you hit one, you live on the air. There you go. 517.
Yo, what up?
North. What up? It's North.
What's poppin'?
It's North Star.
Yo. Yeah, it's North. What up, man? How you?
I give it up for North Star, y'all.
Yo, I gotta thank you for hosting the other night, man. You did an incredible job hosting this show.
Thanks, man. Thanks, I appreciate that, man. That's a thank you, brother. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. I enjoyed y'all. I always enjoy the underground. It's the best thing I've ever been a part of, musically, artistically in Jacksonville. It's a great platform for artists here, visual artists, designers here in Jacksonville to display their work, make some money, and also have a good damn time politicking. So, awesome. I love the underground. But yeah, brother, this ain't about me. What's your birthday, North? You like a Scorpio or some shit, ain't you?
Nah. So I'm July 31st.
July 31st.
Malia.
Oh, shit. You match with Mandy Dean. My bad, Sarah.
That's why we cool. That's why we cool.
My bad, Sarah. Oh, man. You got a powerful gem. Agate. Agate, some people call it. It has many different colors. So being that your stone comes in so many different colors, I'm going to go ahead and reach, even though I know you a little bit, I'm going to say you wear a lot of different hats.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you kind of do this, then you kind of do that, then you switch up and do that, then you kind of on this shit, kind of on some conscious shit, then you kind of gooned out, you kind of healthy, then you kind of smoking weed. So you know what I'm saying? It's all... You're going with all of that.
That's true.
Your color is red, so that's the color you want to tap into. It's a powerful color. I don't know if a lot of people know this. Red and pink actually is a good color for you. Orange in your environment. Orange in your environment would give you confidence. In your wardrobe, if you get some plum, it'll bring out your best in your looks. If you get some plum, some like purple, some fly paisley shit, some plum, you be styling on them. You be straight styling on them. Your lucky day of the week is Sunday, so you might have to go see the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, holla back. Your lucky charm is a cut piece of material for something in your home. Your harmonious relationships are ding, ding, ding. Here we are again, Sagittarius and Aries. I guess we got harmony with all the fire signs. All the Sagittarius got harmony. That's dope.
See,
I got a bunch of people.
I got to brush up on them signs, what they mean and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, you could always hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I got a library, B. I got a dope library, and I love to... If anybody likes to chop it up about shit like this, I'm all for it. I got books we can pop them shits open or whatever. One more thing. I'm gonna read your full insight. Yours is not too long. I got one, two. Somebody just dropped off. One, two more readings to go. I promise I'm gonna get y'all tonight. You know, y'all gonna get full readings. But your numerology, your number is a number four. That's a number of order. That's a number of order. Also balance, number four is. You are exceptionally sensitive and have quite a heart. You tend to have too much pride for your own good. You are as loyal as the day is long, and you are an honorable friend. You want to stop doing bad. You want to stop bad things from happening, not only to yourself. You sometimes stand in the way so that bad things don't happen to other people. Okay. You have unusual experiences throughout your life, but you eventually handle them and recognize that they did enhance your life. You can take tragedy and turn it into a major motion picture. You need a sense of independence in what you're doing to not allow yourself to get bored. Now, your energies will dwindle if you're not emotionally fed. You go through a lot of entanglements. and you will tend to blame others when things go wrong. Just remember, don't stand in your own way, and don't stand in the way of others trying to help you. Now, it's extremely easy for you to make friends, although you do have to watch out for falling into periods of feeling sorry for yourself. That way you can be your own worst enemy. So you can allow relationships to drift apart because you're waiting to see who calls first and can't bring yourself to pick up the phone. Now, you could be a great doctor, lawyer, teacher, just about anything you want you can do. You have extraordinary power, energy, and perseverance. That's the Leo. That's the fire sign. I know a lot of those things to be true about you just from knowing you a little bit, yo. Just from knowing you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hit the nail on the head. You know what I mean? So it was kind of accurate.
Spot on. Spot on. That's what I'm all about. That's what I'm all about, North. I'll give you a snapshot of that. Just remind me in the chat. Just remind me in the room there if you want to get a picture of it. And if you want, go ahead and cop the book. It's a dope book. It's called The Hidden World of Birthdays. It'll help you learn yourself and also get a little bit of insight on your family members, your kids, and stuff like that. I'm only doing one reading per person. I know people want me to look up. I'm getting inboxes. People want me to look up their boyfriends and shit like that. I'm only doing one per person. I'm only doing one per person tonight. This, if y'all don't know, if you're doing work where you channeling or you trying to tap in, it's very, very draining. I'd be exhausted after shit like this. So I could only do one person per show, and I'll hit you up later and do it. That other day when I did them shits in the morning, I had to take a nap. That shit crashed me out, yo. So appreciate you, Noah, for calling in, my man.
All right, don't go, brother.
No problem. No problem. Don't go nowhere though. I'm gonna see who this 361 is. 361.
This Riri.
Riri.
Hey.
Hey, y'all give it up for Riri. Riri, you got the job today?
I got called back for a second interview for Friday.
Yeah. All right. Y'all give it up for Riri. About to get that money. All right. We're going to give you some insight. I should know your birthday, you being my side daughter and all, but, you know, I'll be slipping on my pimping. What's your birthday, baby?
March 26th.
My goodness.
I'm an Aries.
You got that fire, too? Listen, everybody that has been on the line tonight has been fire. It's all fire, except for Ansley. She was I forgot what she was. She was a Libra. That's right. My bad. March 20 what?
26.
Why I say 8?
You
Ooh, you're an 8 too. You're a numerology 8. Your healthy scent is raspberry. You need to get some berries in your life. All right, Riri? Raspberry,
that's your healthy scent.
Wait,
what does number 8 thing mean?
Your numerology, your number is an 8. Your eight. It's your numerology is basically when you add up all your birthday, and the day in the month of your birth comes up with your numerology number for your. Then you can get other ones by adding up your name. You'll get your life path and things like that. I do a whole full reading like that. Yeah, it's really deep on that stuff. But the different numbers, trust me, when I read the number 8 personality to you, you can be like, oh shit. And that's totally different than what I'm going to read here. But this is based off of numerology, though. Numerology and astrology. So, your lucky day of the week is today, again, Tuesday. Your color, just like another Aries, was astral pink. It reflects your composition. Red in your environment gives you energy and stamina. And in your wardrobe, green is your power color for overcoming obstacles. So you're having a tough day. You throw on your Tiger Woods green Masters jersey, you know what I'm saying, your Masters jacket. You got to knock them out the box. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
What's going on here? Your composer is Mozart. Your symbol is wings. That's interesting.
What that mean?
Symbolically, you're the source of balance in your world. This will bring you contentment. Like, you know, a picture of birds, wings decorated, butterfly wings, stuff like that, little girly shit like that in your house, little trinkets. I help open that
like
up.
Stuff like that?
You don't even like stuff like that, huh? Well, shit.
No,
I mean,
don't with no birds, a little. I much wear peace.
Damn. All right. Favorable food. Well, I'm going to tell you what you need to eat then. I know you like to eat if you don't like none of that shit. You like spinach, apples, chocolate, and buttermilk.
Oh, man. Oh, chocolate is the worst.
Spinach, apples, chocolate, and buttermilk are all good foods that would balance with you. Okay, now I'm going to read your total. Okay, your signs for harmonious relationships. And this is the same. Everybody's been the same one. Leo.
Yes.
I'm about to mute your butt, Mandy D. Yeah. Your harmonious relationships are Sagittarius and Leo.
Sagittarius and Leo.
You got to keep that fire around you, too. You burn people up. And also, always, other Aries are always good. Fire is always good for fire. So Aries is good, Leo and Sagittarius. All right, here we go. Obstacles don't faze you. You meet life's sorrow and disappointments head on. Early on in life, heavy responsibility follows you. Wow. Okay.
That's true.
And this is where you develop your strength of character and sheer will. You may work early or marry early. Groups and teams cramp your style. You do better working alone. You may desire children early in life. You can be a big kid or the mature adult, depending on the situation. Although you're unusually extremely loyal, you may need to pull away sometimes. You are everyone's rock and always make the best of things. Make sure you don't let the needs of others overshadow your own. Tend to have a strong influence over friends, family, and significant others. You have the ability to take on more than one career. A business you start will succeed. State or government jobs might appeal to you. Your investigative nature leads you to police work. You're about to be the damn popo. Okay, all right. the desire for a stable work environment and long-term employment is there. Your jobs tend to last forever. At one time or another, you may be involved with a family business. Longevity combined with talent make you an ideal worker. Aim for as much fun as responsibility, or you may feel resentment along the way. Because of your strength, you can be misread and misunderstood. Okay? You may be the head of class and you love and desire the finer things. Don't worry, you'll have them. Slow down, smell the roses, and while you're there, take some time to enjoy the pretty colors and put some butterflies up or some shit. Riri?
Yeah, that sounds like me.
No doubt.
Spot on.
No doubt, Riri. So and stop putting other people's shit before yours, yo. Do you?
I try sometimes.
Do you, yo?
That's their shit.
That's their shit, yo. You gotta get your shit together. You can't help nobody if your shit ain't together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't saying your shit ain't together, but sometimes people be having you run around helping their ass, and they don't even really need all that damn help. They just want to distract your ass. You know what I'm saying? If you said no, they'll jump up and do that shit their damn self. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you gotta let a nigga do that shit on their own, yo. Let them know they can fly. All right? Oh, damn, I just lost another caller. Sorry about that, y'all. Hey, just one more. I got two more callers. I had two more. Now I only got one more. Hold the line, Riri. You still in the building? 383, you still here?
Yo, what's happening?
What's up, 383? Who's this?
It's Franco Banco, man, in the building, man. Y'all having an Aries party, baby. Let's get it.
Yeah, it is an Aries. It ain't nothing but fire out here. You
it's
Aries
another
too?
One. Hey, I'm an Aries too, man.
It's
an Aries party. We bring rocks, man.
It ain't nothing but fire on here all day. All day.
Franco,
I see you.
Franco,
cool.
Man.
I'm going to get you in here. My goodness. Franco,
they tried to fight me out.
No, we just They was blowing you up there, Franco. Franco, let me know something, brother. What's your birthday?
April the 18th, man. 4/18.
Man, you right here.
Aries, man. I was checking out some astrology, like, in a thick book, about thick as a Bible, though. And they were saying, like, maybe I'm like a dual sign, though, like Aries slash Taurus, because I'm at the end of Aries. I mean, I don't really know.
Well, you kind of close to the cusp, but you're not that close. Taurus is on the 21st. You're on the 18th. So you're kind of close to the cusp. But I'm going to tell you, red is your thing, man. Red, the stone
right.
ruby, the color red, it gives you energy, charges you up. You want to rock that power tie if you wear a tie. Get some red shoes, all of that shit, man. Red is your power color, brother. You
That's
also you want to balance that with some white, which will help give you some clarity. And gray brings out the best in your looks. So you get a gray suit with the little white shirt with the red tie, bam, you're going to kill him. You're going to kill him every time. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that.
Yeah, that's you right there. That's how you swag it up. Your symbol is the anchor, like the Navy anchor deep in the water.
Right.
That's your symbol. It basically, it's a tranquil symbol. It signifies stability and strength. And it stands for strong commitments in relationships. That means you probably going to have to be the one holding it down. So you probably like wild girls. So it ain't no thing. You know, some of us is
okay.
on it like that. You like
okay,
the wild
okay,
chicks.
Okay.
You be messing with them strippers and shit, man. You got to chill out with all that shit.
Yeah.
You don't. The strippers need love, too. Go out there and love on them, man, if that's what you like, my man. But
I've done that.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you, Franco Beko. It says because you're determined and focused, you should get anywhere you want to go. Though you will encounter obstacles, they will not deter you. That sounds like almost just like I just read this shit.
Right. Every party.
This sounds just like Mandy's. Sounds just like Mandy's. Some may tend to think that you're pushy and anxious at times. But you do get the job done. You accomplish what you set out to do. Since you can be quick-tempered, you can sometimes encumber your relationships. In time, you will find a tolerant mate who doesn't take you so seriously, and they'll help you lighten up. You enjoy taking risks, but be forewarned, you could head right into the danger zone. If you are not careful, you can use this risk-taking to your advantage by using a career in law enforcement. Or should you not be inclined, your slot will be in a government situation, perhaps a post office or a medical office or a large company. But you must learn to balance.
I said, I don't know about those jobs.
Yeah, they're trying to put you behind a desk, man. They're trying to put you behind a desk, brother, but you like taking risks too much. You about to be out in the field. Well, let me ask you, what do you do? You drive?
Promoter, entertainer. I'm right here. I'm a promoter. Entertainer, man. We do comedy shows. We do musical shows, stuff like that. Promote products, business, and stuff like that.
Well, Franco Beko, you got to link up with us because that's all we do, man. We share products. We also promote stuff right here in the city. You in Jacksonville?
I'm in Duval, man, all day. Y'all go to my page, Franco Beko. Matter of fact, y'all come out to the show, Down South Kings of Comedy Show, November 11th in Jacksonville, Florida. At the sports bar called Fat Balls on 103rd Street. Show starts like 8 o'clock, man. I'm inviting y'all out. Y'all get in on me, man. Laughs on me.
Right, TPG certified right there for Franco Beko. Said we coming to the comedy show. Man, I'm going to make sure I hold you up on that offer. I'm going to give you one last little bit of advice right here. It tells you to, you must learn to balance your personality as well as your checkbook. Okay? So you have the ability to make money, and you will do so, but you must curb your fondness for extravagant things. The desire to spend like mad, you are drawn to the extraordinary or unconventional, and you may find that's the only way that you're satisfied if you're driving an exotic foreign sports car. You see life as a game. Just remember, in games, you can't always win, and with every win, there is some degree of loss. So that's a little bit of advice I want to give you there, Franco Beko, while you're balling out in the four-door Porsche. Just remember, you know what I'm saying? Every week,
I appreciate that,
loss.
My brother.
No problem.
Thank you for inviting me, brother. I appreciate y'all, guys.
No
y'all come out to
Franco.
The show, man.
All right, no doubt. Hey. And make sure you link me, put a link to the show in the chat room over there, all right?
All right, I got you, man. Y'all have a good one, man. Peace out.
All right, peace, Frank. Oh, wait.
All right, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Oh,
yo. All
right, no doubt. All right, is this another Aries? 402. If you Aries,
Aquarius.
I'm hanging up. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got some. Oh, man, we got some Aquarius on the line. Powerful, powerful. What's your name?
My name is Kuulelani, and my birthday is February 10th.
Kuulelani, like the Hawaiian princess. Same way?
Yeah. No, that's Liliuokalani. My name is
Liliuokalani. That, all right.
My name is Kuulelani.
Is it a Hawaiian name as well?
Yes. I was born in Honolulu.
Yeah, so y'all wouldn't, none of y'all would have caught that. None of y'all wouldn't have caught that because y'all don't read shit. All right. What's your birthday though, baby? I'm sorry.
My birthday,
Lonnie,
is February 10th, 1985.
February 10th, 1985. Oh, you're a baby. I got underwear older than you, yo. February 10th, 1985. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, finally, I got a numerology, a number one. I am a number one as well. Number ones are special. Number ones want to be number one all the time. That can put us in some crazy situations, but your number one energy is strong. You'll be a leader. You'll be the first person to try something. Probably the first person in your crew to do a lot of stuff there. You're gonna be a trendsetter with that number one energy. So, but know that people are watching you and they're gonna take your lead on some shit. So you kind of gotta do right so you don't fuck other people up. Not necessarily because you such a bad person, but people will follow you off a cliff. So be careful with that number
right.
one energy. All right.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. That was from my personal bag there. And none of that
Thank
shit
you.
Is in this book right here. Yep. Just because I know how that happens. Bam. Your color is blue. Okay. Your astral color is blue. It creates a calmness and it brings promise. Blue in your environment helps stabilize your mood, and in your wardrobe, purple reflects your giving personality and brings you luck. So rocking that purple in your job, you might get some more sales. Are you doing sales or anything like that?
I'm a nurse's aide.
Nurse's aide. No competition at your job.
Right.
Yeah. I think competition is really good suited for you. But you are very affectionate and tolerant and truthful. You're also strong-willed and abstinent. Keeping your good and bad traits in balance is the hard part. Your restlessness may create heartaches for you and others. Appearance is important to you, and you're neat. Although funky, a style of dress is important to you, you show that. To some extent, you're materialistic. And your skepticism makes you unpredictable. Okay? So you got to stay away from moody people. They don't blend well with your need for affection. At first, you appear to be nurturing until others get to know you. Then, and then they love it. Be careful with ending relationships. Old flames usually want to hang on. Okay? People grow more important as long as you mature. It's easier for you to handle constant obligations when you're older, but you're a little bit young now, so that shit is going to stress you out a lot. Now, you could be a marine architect, a sculptor, a lawyer, actor, director. How about two or three of them? You have multiple career choices, hobbies, and certainly interests. As a collector, you'll find treasures in the trash. You be going thrift. You a thrift store shopper? I'm gonna send some cats.
Yeah.
Get 20. Yeah, you be thrifting. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. You constantly look to stimulate your super abundant mental energy. Depression and laziness are the worst for you. Aim high and have great expectations, and you'll love every minute of it. All right. Your lucky days. You got two best days of the week. First time I seen that one. Wednesday and Saturday. You play the lotto?
Yes, I do.
All right. I'm going to give you some lucky numbers.
All okay. right.
1, 19, and 37.
Okay.
All of those, inside of those numbers, different combination of those numbers, the best days to play them would be on the 1st, the 10th, the 19th, and the 28th.
Okay.
And
119, 37.
And then the best days of the week, the best month days are 1, 10, 9, 119 is your thing. I would look for that 119, though. I would look for that and stuff. Just pay attention for it. That's going to pop up a lot. The time and everything like
okay.
that. Pay attention to that 119. A lucky charm is a new penny in your shoe. Your tree is the walnut. Your fragrance is orange blossoms and jasmine. All of the pretty stuff. Pretty much everybody is. This is all kind of cookie cutter stuff here that they're giving, because these are all based on your astrological sign. So all of the Geminis are going to have this type of tree, and all of the, you know, Aquarius is going to have that type of. You being an Aquarius, you getting into art at all? You doing any art?
I like to write poetry.
Ha ha! You got bars. You scared to say it? You scared to speak it, or you just in the book?
I just like to write. I just
write
it out.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Being an Aquarius, there's a strong need for artistic expression. That's why that poetry is pulling you like that. Never abandon your pen. That's gonna be your best friend forever. That's gonna be your confidant when nobody else is listening. You could get them words out in that poetry. Always keep your poems, and if you can, get them published. Just to do it. Don't try to say I'm gonna make $1 million selling my book. Just publish them. Take your poetry seriously. Take your words in your life seriously, and you'll be surprised how your pen getting you through some tough stuff might actually be able to benefit some other people. But don't try to do it like I'm out here trying to help everybody. Just write your stuff. Just let it be your vent, and let people live vicariously through your pen. Don't get all preachy with it. You know what I'm saying? But just write. Do it
yeah.
like you do it. You know, with your pain. You got a lot of pain poetry, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of pain poetry, yeah. I'm very, very familiar with Aquarius. You guys are totally awesome, especially that early. So I want you to definitely focus on keeping your writing there, and don't let people drain you so bad. And you don't got to be everybody's leader, but when you are, even though you can't help it. So knowing that is half the battle, to protect yourself against people that latch on to you just because they want to follow and they don't want to stand up and do things on their own. You got to cut their ass off and let them do it on their own. They're capable. They just being lazy because they know that you'll lead the damn way. So ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
All right. Well, thank you.
No problem.
Much blessings
to
you guys.
No problem.
Thank you. Aloha.
If you can call in, if you can subscribe to the show, that's awesome. Thank you again for calling in, everybody. This show has been awesome. Y'all call back. If y'all got 4 more minutes. I know a few of y'all called in and you hung up. Call them back. I'm about to put Lonnie on mute there, Riri on mute there, North Star. I lost a few people. I'm going to play this new little man right here, little man, because I don't care, before we get out of here. 1 second.
When I told that bitch I don't care, I want her to know I mean that. Playing with me, all I do is stunt like a movie. Tell me what a scene at. Niggas don't like me cause of my nonchalant attitude. Run up on me wrong, I'll get the cut and you like high school. Wait a minute, let me get it back. If nigga looking wrong, off with your fitted cap. Bro, you better watch what you say when you mention rap. Cause most niggas fixing me, I'm really living that fact. Paid in advance, I'm the man, niggas can't stand. I don't give a fuck about them, yeah. Counting on my money, I rack up. Tell her when I blow back that ass up. Woo! Nigga, I don't care about your next move. If it ain't a motherfucker, check you. And I'm doing things you would never ever do. I don't even care about your win or lose. I'm that nigga, no, I do figures like Pepper High Mini. When you ballin', it's gonna be some niggas on the sideline acting like some cheerleaders, though. You cannot tell me I ain't coming for niggas' toast until they fucking choke. Pause. But I'm still in that position I stayed in. Niggas act like money don't matter. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. You can run and tell that to the next nigga on the phone. But right now it's me, so I'm gone. I don't care about the next nigga, I'm in my zone. I don't care about the next nigga, I'm in my zone. I don't care about your bitch, I'm in my zone. I don't care about your bitch, I'm in my zone. In my zone, so I don't care. In my zone, so I don't care. In my zone, so I don't care. I don't care, I don't care. No, I don't care. 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 Still, kill niggas with success and bury them with kindness. If niggas talk out of term, that chopper sent him a reminder. Boy, don't do it. Had to go hard for the music. If she won't live, I can't do it. Shit happens. Looking past the union. You ain't finna have me looking stupid. You ain't finna have me looking clueless. Numbers don't lie. Okay, I know. So how come all this shit ain't adding up? Had a long day when I touched down, don't say shit. I don't care about you and them and you and him and they.
Hey, give it up for little man. I didn't mean to cut you off early there, little man. Give it up for little man. You talking that shit. I didn't even get on the petty topic. Well, I got Reeve here. I got Reeve and North here. We was watching the video. My bad. Come on, y'all. Cut that shit out. Y'all ain't got to clap that damn much. We was watching a video in the petty group of a lady. I'm not going to say a lady. I'm going to say a bitch. This bitch was cussing her little daughter out. And it
was horrible.
I laughed. I laughed because I'm petty. But it was – but that little girl is fucked from now on. Like, she's done. Like, she's done.
Yeah. People can't be treating their kids like that, man. They fucked up, man. They don't deserve kids. Them kids don't deserve them parents. Parents are shitty.
She went off on the little girl's hygiene habits like that shit ain't a trickle down from the mother.
Yeah, you see, this like, is the ironic thing, yo. She was barking at her because she was on Instagram, I guess, putting herself out there. So what does the mother do? Come on, man.
But here's like
when you see a little kid standing on the table, and you're like, oh, don't do that, you're gonna hurt yourself.
And stand on the table and yell at him and tell him to get off the table standing there. Yeah.
And then you're gonna beat him and come on, man, this motherfucker is stupid, yo.
But here's the thing. Now some of these kids is out of fucking control, B.
Uh-huh.
Some of these kids is out of control. I'm not even going front. Now, not every kid that's doing fucked up shit get it from their parents and now they doing it. That ain't
some
the
of
case.
Them, yo, some of them is just a little off upstairs. You know what I'm saying? But
or you just got badass kids. Sometimes niggas is just bad, yo. Everybody
nah, man.
Ain't
kids,
good.
Yo, that's learned, dog.
Nah, no, son. No. Some kids is just fucking bad, yo. Telling you.
It's the way they was disciplined wrong.
No,
you know what
no.
I mean?
They had good houses. Man, North Star, they are just some fucked up kids out there, yo. They're just some kids that just want to see.
Up adults. Nah,
yeah.
A kid is a blank palate.
I don't agree with that. Nah, I believe in DNA and genetics. Just like you could pass on diseases, just like you could pass on positive traits, like ability for sports and art,
you can pass on
crazy shit. You can.
Yeah, you can, but this is parenting. Parenting is correcting that shit.
You can't correct a caterpillar from turning into a fucking cocoon and being a butterfly. You can't correct that shit. That is a part of their nature. You can't. That's what he's about to do. You can't correct a scorpion from stinging niggas. You know what I'm saying?
No. You can't.
He's a
you
scorpion.
Can't. But it's just like it's, I'm gonna put it like this. Like I got a fucked up temper. Like my temper is like really fucked up. My wife's got a little bit of a temper too. But what do? We teaching our kids how to deal with that so he don't flip out like I used to when I was younger. You know what I mean?
What?
Like I used to flip out.
All right. Nobody else could call in. If nobody else is on the line now, whoever's on the line, us five, we're going to rock out here. Us three. Okay, y'all dropped out too. Bye-bye. All right.
Welcome.
Here's the thing, man. Our parents were good for shit like that she just did. I don't know about, well, I'm speaking about mine. I'm talking about our generation. I've seen many niggas get embarrassed in school. Mama come up there at school when the nigga acting up at school and bring his dirty ass drawers to school and put them shits right there in the classroom. I've seen that shit before, bro.
I've seen it too.
So that's from this is our school. That's she is us right now, yo. That little girl is my little girl's age.
Would you do that though?
Not hell, but it's always a woman doing that. Well, so
yeah.
I seen one dude do his son like that, cut his hair fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But you could tell that this dude took a lot of care in his son. You know what I'm saying? And his son was just fucking up. But I don't think that mom gave a fuck about that little girl, yo.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up, son. That,
I don't think
don't,
she gave.
I mean, that's,
she don't gave. She didn't give a fuck. Now, sometimes you embarrassing kids because they embarrassed you, but sometimes you embarrass them because you want to teach them a lesson. And I think that she embarrassed them because she was embarrassed.
Yeah, she was. That was anger. You don't. This
she tried.
Kids
she tried
anger.
To flip it on to her daughter, her embarrassment and her lack of parenting, and she tried to make that shit seem like that was her daughter's fault. That her and her tub actually wasn't that dirty. I would love that camera to spin around to her own tub in her bedroom, because I know her shit in her bedroom is jacked. I know it is. Because that cleaning shit, that hygiene shit is a learned behavior, yo.
Exactly.
That shit is not.
That's
not
what I'm saying.
That thought in and all of that shit, I mean, washing your ass. Some kids are naturally want to wash their ass, but most little kids, you kind of gotta make them wash their ass for the first.
You gotta make them.
For the first fucking 12, 15 years, yo. You gotta make them wash their ass, yo. After 12, 15 years, they start washing their ass. After somebody get a whiff of them in school and rank on them, then they'll wash their ass on their own. But before that, nah. But once somebody says, "Ooh, you smell like anchovies," then they're going to come home and wash their ass every day. and that's a part of school. But that, you know, they want to protect people from shit like that. But that shit helps get you right, nigga. That shit, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for them kids ranking on you, me, I would have been funky as fuck. But I was only a little funky. But if I didn't have nobody to rank on my ass, boy, I would have been a fucking mop. I would have been a wet, nasty mop sitting. I would have never washed. I would have kept dead animals in my pocket straight through high school. I'm dead ass serious. I played in the trash, digging in the dumpster, all of that shit, yo. Kids is nasty. But nowadays,
that's how you got
yeah, man. Yeah, that dumpster shit, that was just dumpster life, yo. Niggas know. It's not even a game, yo. But all of that to come around to the petty topic of talking about, you think embarrassing your kids is an effective form of punishment? I know you don't think that, Northstar. I know you don't think that shit.
You can't embarrass your kids, man. That's just not a good thing.
What about you, Riri? It depends. Go ahead, Ruby.
I think it depends on what the situation is and the type of embarrassment you do.
Like,
she cursed that little girl out.
Like,
she hated
her. I didn't see the video.
She was an enemy.
Ooh, friend on that side. I didn't see the video.
It's
so,
in TPG.
I'm going
to tag you in it.
All right. I didn't see it.
I see you in the group in a minute, but I'm going to tag you in that You know I was gonna bring that up.
Was,
go ahead, though.
All right, so I see some videos. You know, kids want to be grown, so the parent cut their son hair in a grown man haircut, put a little bald spot.
Yeah.
right there in the center. I mm-hmm. don't see that as bad, you know, bad punishment. He want to act like he grown. He going to look like he grown. And children or girls who are really 12 years old.
I thought that was funny, too.
This one.
Listen.
This one.
All this
one
I think is funny, but I never
this
do it
one,
to my
this one video of a 12-year-old, this one picture of a 12-year-old girl. She's 12 years old, and she was 5'8". She was tall for the 12, 5'8", you 12, that's real tall. And she was lying and telling people that she was 16 years old. So her dad put pebbles in her head, and my name is so-and-so on the pink shirt, and I'm 12 years old.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she had
I
to
saw
wear
that
one. Shirt.
Oh, they
yeah,
had it with the, they had it with the, because, you know, I remember.
The clunker balls and the hell balls and the beads inside
yeah,
her head looking like
yeah.
what a 12-year-old should look like.
Yeah, right. But
that's
I remember,
good embarrassment.
Man, I remember when y'all was that age, a little bit older, and and my baby, she didn't want to wear them kinky twists all the time. She wanted to get the, she said the kinky twist made her look young. And I see what's going on. Exactly. 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 And I see kind of the mother's frustration there because what's going on is mostly the parents are lacking in some department and they're trying to overcompensate by shitting on their kid. Because you're supposed to protect your kid, man.
Yeah.
Somebody else. You're supposed to protect your kid from shit like that, man. That you're the last line of defense.
Yeah, I mean, the sole purpose of a parent is to teach a kid how to become an adult. That's the only thing. What is embarrassing the kid, cursing him out, slapping him in the face, punching him in the face? What's that going to do, man? I saw another video today. This woman punched the daughter in the face. I don't know if that was in the petty group or a different group, but it was fucked up, man. It made me mad.
That was abuse. That wasn't embarrassment.
What's the line, though? What's that line between abuse and embarrassment? Like, embarrassment should be abuse.
Embarrassment, everybody get embarrassed. Whether you're a child or an adult, you're going to feel embarrassment at some point in time.
But I'm saying, though, if your mom's embarrass you, did you learn anything from it?
I was a good child. I never got embarrassed.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I see my brother
you know,
and my
you know
sister
why
get
you,
a behind
you know,
whooped and
you,
I was
you know
good.
Why you was good? You was good because you didn't get embarrassed.
I never did anything wrong. I stayed in the house. I didn't go outside.
Because you weren't embarrassed.
I didn't have friends. I didn't do none of that. I was a loner.
It's probably because your parents did a good job. That's why you were good. They didn't run around embarrassing you, yelling at you.
My older brother and sister was terrible. They got the worst. Me being the youngest, I saw what they did, and I didn't do it.
And your parents
saw
the mistakes they made with the older ones.
I learned from watching them.
Yeah.
Well, most of the times, I'm gonna tell you like this. You got two types of kids. One type of kid that wants to try to copy the parents that look up to it. The other one that looks at all that shit and says, you know what? I'm going to do everything opposite of what you did. If you doing this, I'll never do that shit again. And it all just depends on the type. Depends on the relationship that how close the parent. You could have a fucked up parent. Based on morality standards, you have a fucked up parent, but they could be there for their kid. And their kid could love the shit out of them, even though they're out here fucked up and they're out here beating up mom and disappearing and fucking up the rent money and everything like that. But they could still love their kids and have a really, really close relationship with their kid. And that what would happen is the kids will start to emulate that behavior later on in life in their relationships as being healthy. So sometimes it's not a good idea to have that shit around. But most of the time, the kids usually they go with it as opposed to go opposite. So
I think it depends on how the person, the child or the kid views it. Because somebody's mother could be a crackhead and have two children. One of them grow up to be a crackhead just like mother, and the other one could say, I'm looking at this right now. I don't want
right.
to see my life, so I'm not going to be that way. I'm going to change it.
Right. Right, right.
They probably both love their mama to death.
But I don't think embarrassment would help at all in none, in any of those situations, though. Like, I don't think that, okay, because I think most of that shit is a reaction out of the parent's ego, out of the parents saying, oh, you ain't about to have me looking stupid. Like, I didn't teach you better than this when you didn't. And then they go through extremes to prove to other people that they are not the responsible one for their kids' behavior. And I think that's all that shit is. Because if there was no cameras, I don't know if she'd even talk to her daughter like that. Probably. She probably would, yo.
I don't know. I didn't watch what happened in the video.
I tagged you in it. I just tagged you in it.
I didn't watch.
Go
check. Right, I'm on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, she just kind of went off on the girl because the girl was, you know, getting bad grades or whatever, and it was ugly. It was ugly, you know. The mama was going off. The way the mama was going off, you know, I laughed a couple times because he was really frustrated.
I thought
something
about the girl hygiene.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. She was saying she's pissy. It was nasty. It was bad. She laid all her drawers out on the floor and everything like that, and ran the camera over them, and then it was really embarrassing. I was embarrassed. Like, I laughed. Yo. I did, because I'm petty. I'm foul, yo. I laughed, but it was embarrassing.
I wouldn't even
yo.
Be embarrassed for the child. I'd be embarrassed for the mother. She made herself look bad.
Yeah. Well, I was more embarrassed for the kid. The mom is trying to stunt on her daughter. She's trying to stunt on her.
Yo,
if your child got dirty drawers, that's on you.
Facts.
As a parent, if you allow your child to walk around with dirty drawers, that's you. If you allow your child
exactly.
not to take baths and be pissy, that's on you. That's all your fault.
Exactly. I agree. Right. You're gonna make a good mom.
She already make
you
a good
baby.
Mom. That you don't hear that
you
baby,
hear my
back
baby in the background.
You sound very young. Yeah, she's a good mom.
Riri is a baby. Yo, you're doing
mom.
Real good.
Thank you.
We doing this show. I'm gonna do one more birthday reading show before I retire the book. So if anybody didn't get a chance, if you're listening to the download right here, make sure you check it out. I almost upload. You know what? I can still do it. I'm gonna still do it before we ride out. I was about to upload Vino.
Ooh.
I was about to upload Vino.
Yo, I'm drinking wine right now, man. Yeah. The whole show, I've been polishing off this bottle of wine. Gradually getting drunker and drunker.
Yeah, about to rock. That's what I was That's a director, ain't it? That's how you gonna.
Yeah, the Godfather, but he got a wine. He got a wine, yo. You could take everything in that show literally, son. There's an actual wine by Francis Ford Coppola.
Y'all cats, yo. Just give me some old English or something, man. I'm not trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, son. Yo, you got to step it up, son, because you got to drink that Godfather right there. Godfather Part 2.
Yeah, that should have.
Godfather Part 3.
That should have you on the toilet like this, though. That should have you on the toilet stressed out.
Nah, man. What kind of wine you be drinking? You be drinking that MT2020.
Yeah. That, that's the name of your group. What you talking about? ND 2020.
No, we ND 2020, not MD.
You mad dogging. You still mad dogging. Well, shout out to everybody that called into the show tonight. Appreciate everybody getting a chance to chop it up with me. I'm going to ride out on this Vino right here, and we're going to shut it down for the night. I promise the end time was 9:19. I want to spend a little bit of time, a little baby in the room, talking some trash in there before she go to bed at 9:30. So I'm going to shut down about 11 minutes early here. We're going to rock this last joint, and we're going to slide out. do remember Dick Cat Radio this Friday we got coming up. It's going to be the training day, BBA Barbarians training day.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's going to be the pre-show for training day. So definitely we're going to
check out my interview on the Alley session.
Yo, I saw that, yo. That was dope, yo.
Thank you, man.
I didn't even know they was doing that little alley. Y'all number one. Y'all was the first ones to get filmed, Breaking Ground. So
yeah, it was a little bit of a secret, so I had to keep my mouth shut for a little while. But yeah, it was dope. It was a good look to them, man.
I saw it.
I appreciate that, man. That was for everybody.
They're not playing Vino. Vino was kind of stuck here. It's like I don't want to upload here. But I'm still going to slide out north, and I get it first thing next week. It'll be uploaded, yo. All right.
Peace, brother.
Peace, everybody. Really appreciate everybody calling Dickhead Radio. Stick Millie TPT. We out of this motherfucker.